Let us pray. We thank Thee, our Heavenly Father, for all of Thy mercies, and most of all for the gift of eternal life, and for the hopes which Thou hast planted in our hearts as we participate in the ministry in our time. We remember in Thy presence those who have responded to the call to stern and dangerous duty in various parts of the world. We remember those who face difficult decisions. Mercifully grant unto them both insight and foresight as they are sensitive to the leadership of Thy Spirit. We commit to Thy care those who are sick and struggle day and night with both pain and uncertainty. Be with us, O God, as we enter into the Advent season, and enable us to secure a deeper understanding of its meaning. Teach us, O God, not to take Thy gifts for granted, but to accept them with gratitude and to use them in harmony with Thy redemptive purpose through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us read responsively selection number 81. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, may we never hide behind professional duties, hearts that are empty and cold, but may Thy truth illuminate our minds, and may Thy love sustain our hearts as we give ourselves to Thee through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It is appropriate, I think, for me to draw attention this morning to four items related to the life and work of this school. Let me begin with the announcement that the annual Christmas concert will be held in this chapel at 8 o'clock tonight. It is hoped that you will invite your friends to come with you to enjoy the music and to celebrate the love of God who came in Jesus Christ to visit and to redeem His people. Two, it is my privilege to announce that upon the recommendation of the President, in which the faculty heartily concurred, The Executive Committee of the Board of Trustees have unanimously elected Dr. Eugene McLeod, Librarian and Assistant Professor of Bibliography, effective August 1, 1967. Dr. McLeod will succeed Mr. E.C. Osborne, whose excellent work in the organization and development of the library will be reviewed at a meeting in his honor next semester. Dr. Eugene McLeod is a graduate of Clemson College and earned the MS degree and the PhD degree at Iowa State University. He resigned a full professorship with tenure at Ohio State University in order to pursue theological studies here. He is a senior candidate for the BD degree, and his application for admission to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill as a candidate for a degree in library science has been approved. He is deeply interested in theological education, and we are delighted that he and his family will remain in this community and that this school will have his leadership as librarian. 3. After a series of consultations during recent months, by representatives of the faculty of this school, the Home Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, and the District of Columbia Baptist Convention, the president and faculty recommended, and the executive committee of the Board of Trustees have unanimously approved, a seminar on urban studies to be held in Washington, D.C. on an experimental basis, June 12 through July 8, 1967. The seminar will consist of three courses at the outset. A course in Christian dialogue within international and interfaith community to be taught by Professor E. Luther Copeland. A course in the Church in the Secular City to be taught by Professor Thomas A. Bland. And a course in Resources for the Church's Community Ministry to be taught by visiting Professor C. Emmanuel Carlson. In order to enroll in these courses, students will be required to meet the standards of admission to the summer session of this seminary, and their applications will be processed through regular channels on this campus. This seminar on urban studies, to be held in Washington, D.C., gives promise of outstanding usefulness as a creative project in theological education. For years, we have known that the region, in particular from Baltimore to Atlanta, has become a dynamic region in the life of this nation, and that within this region, we have an excellent opportunity for Christian witness. It must be a sincere and an intelligent Christian witness. We know also that there are students from around the world in Washington, D.C. each summer. Many of them have a bit of leisure in the summer season. And we believe that there is opportunity for fruitful dialogue with them. 4. We are profoundly grateful for the faculty of the Southeastern Baptist Seminary. They are competent and dedicated men. And I, for one, am willing to take the road anywhere, anytime, on your behalf and in their interest. We appreciate their love of learning, their knowledge and godly wisdom, their compassion and personal devotion to students, and their concern for the well-being of this school. We honor them in our hearts and place highest value upon their creative labor. Upon my recommendation, the Board of Trustees raised faculty salaries here on August 1, 1964, and again on August 1, 1966. At the next meeting of the Board of Trustees, I will recommend that faculty salaries be raised effective August 1, 1967. This is only one of the ways in which we can manifest our appreciation of these men. This school is undergirded by the loyalty of men and women who live by faith in God. It maintains worthy standards of scholarship, and its resources are increasing and not diminishing. As we explore the manifold wisdom of God, and as we participate in the ministry of reconciliation in a fractured and frightened world, let us take the fire and leave the ashes on the altar of the past and face the future with courage and hope. Let us pray. Let thy blessing come, O God, upon schools and universities and theological seminaries established in this nation and elsewhere to discern what thou hast disclosed. Let thy blessing come abundantly upon every person who thinks and works on this campus. Enable us by thy grace to maintain exactly the right balance of strenuous endeavor and peaceful repose, of genuine worship and of unselfish service. And may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.